What's up, everyone? Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful. Cultivating self-compassion and kindness. Ever feel like you're your own worst critic? You know that feeling when you stumble and then replay it in your head 1,000 times, beating yourself up for every little misstep? Yeah, me too, friend. But here's the thing, we gotta flip the script. Stoicism isn't just about gritting your teeth and powering through life's challenges. It's also about cultivating inner peace by treating ourselves with the same understanding and kindness we'd offer a dear friend. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate a buddy for messing up, right? You'd probably give them a pep talk, a shoulder to lean on, maybe even a laugh about it. So why do we treat ourselves so differently? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help us cultivate more self-compassion and kindness. 1. Recognize your humanity. First things first, remember that you're human. We all make mistakes, have flaws, and experience setbacks. It's part of the journey. Trying to be perfect is like chasing a unicorn, impossible and ultimately frustrating. Embracing our imperfections allows us to show ourselves some grace. 2. Practice active kindness. Just as we strive to be kind to others, we need to extend that same kindness to ourselves. Talk to yourself with warmth and understanding, just like you would to someone you care about. When negative thoughts creep in, challenge them with compassion instead of judgment. 3. Reframe your perspective. Ever notice how our minds can zoom in on the negatives and amplify them? Stoicism encourages us to shift our perspective. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, try focusing on what you learned from the experience. Every stumble is an opportunity for growth. 4. Celebrate small victories. Life's a marathon, not a sprint. Acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. Did you get out of bed today? Boom, that's a win. Did you complete a task you've been putting off? High five. Recognizing our achievements, big or small, builds self-confidence and fosters a sense of accomplishment. 5. Cultivate mindfulness. Stoicism emphasizes living in the present moment. When we're consumed by worries about the future or regrets about the past, it's easy to be hard on ourselves. Take time each day to simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. This practice can help us detach from negative self-talk and cultivate a sense of inner peace. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're baking a cake, a delicious, decadent masterpiece. You carefully follow the recipe, measure out the ingredients, and pour your heart into every step. But then disaster strikes. The oven decides to take a spontaneous vacation, leaving your cake a bit, well, let's just say not picture perfect. Would you throw in the towel? Would you berate yourself for the burnt edges and uneven frosting? Or would you acknowledge that sometimes things don't go as planned, learn from the experience, and maybe even try again with a few tweaks? That's exactly what self-compassion is all about, recognizing that we're human, learning from our mistakes, and showing ourselves kindness along the way. So remember, friends, cultivate self-compassion like you would a beautiful garden. Nurture it with understanding. Water it with kindness, and watch it blossom into something truly extraordinary. You deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts, tips, or even those burnt cake stories, we've all been there, on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of kindness together. Until next time, remember, be kind to yourself, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.